This week marked the 11th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that left 3,000 people dead as the World Trade Center towers vanished from the Manhattan landscape. For many, the memories remain vivid, while others were simply too young to remember, except for the video footage often shown from that day. It's been nearly two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as an economic crisis since that early September morning. Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin has watched his countrymen grapple with the lessons and the aftermath of that traumatic event. As a peace activist, he finds himself wondering about the unleashing of U.S. military power in Afghanistan and Iraq in the aftermath.
Certainly, the 9/11 event was an act of barbaric violence and injustice where thousands of American civilians, innocent of nothing but being in the wrong place at the wrong time, were killed. But also, we need to understand that the 9/11 event was also an example of what the CIA would call blowback, and that is violence precipitated in part by the consequences of U.S. foreign policy and the perceptions of grievances across the Middle East, both in the Arab world and certainly in places like Pakistan and Afghanistan as well.
In terms of Americans, we obviously saw the outpouring of jubilation, as it were, with the announcement, I guess over a year ago now, of the death of Osama bin Laden. It was very clear. How do you assess where Americans are emotionally in dealing with this very traumatic experience?
My sense is that I think there was some closure with the killing of bin Laden that perhaps has helped to calm a sense of further revenge, further energy towards supporting military adventures, and that while I think there should be and perhaps will be a debate over the justice and morality of using drones or special operations to go out and assassinate people without trial or jury. Nonetheless, I think that finally closing the book on bin Laden helps many Americans, particularly those Americans who are closest to losing family members and close friends and so on at 9/11, to find some closure on the politics perhaps of this, and again certainly the farther out we go from the event of 9/11, I think that's also when we get this more in historical context, the less you have a visceral willingness to support the use of military operations for American policy.
Do you think the American people have learned anything in these 11 years? I mean, there is certainly a lot less appetite for military intervention abroad, and we can see that in public opinion polls. There seems to be a real reticence on part of Americans to become involved, as they did, for instance, in both Afghanistan and Iraq.
Absolutely. No, I agree completely with that. I think that now how long lived it's going to be, but I think we are within public opinion, and hence a reflection of, I think, genuinely what the broader American public believes, as was the case post-Vietnam. And I think it's the perception is moving towards the same conclusion in Afghanistan, and for very good reason. The government is actually more corrupt, I think, in Afghanistan than is the case in Iraq. And the accompanying assessment that military adventures will not gain the support that they have in the past. I think the freshness of these two experience experiences since 9/11 make it at least much more difficult, if not highly unlikely, for any new administration, whether it's the Obama administration or the Romney administration, to gin up sufficient public support for an expansive military engagement anywhere soon.
Michael Laughlin is a political science professor at Salisbury University, and he contemplated the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.